This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
Oh, I know, but I cringe a little bit every time I hear him say that.
That's just like my favorite line from 2010. It really is.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
Because the my other favorite line actually wasn't from 2020. It was from 2019, and it's this one.
Fuck it. I quit.
Fucking live TV.
Well, there's 3.5 billion people in the world, and I think at least 3 billion would be ahead of her.
Yeah.
In my book. That's all I'm saying.
There you go.
Ugh. Now, 50 years ago. Okay. Well, of course, 50 years ago, I'd have been a child. She'd go to jail.
I'm actually going to have to, when the show is over, I'm going to Google and see if we can get some, you know, younger photos of her and see what she actually looked like. I'm curious.
I have seen what she looked like.
Was she halfway decent?
She was an attractive woman at one time.
What the fuck happened?
Well, she's 80 for one.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, there you go. Hey, we're back.
Yeah, we were here already once this week.
Only one day on the bounce.
Yeah.
Yep. As my friends in England say. I got a
story. That was tough. I never got to bed till 1:30 that night. By the time I got everything done posting the podcast, we're talking about the Idol Radio Show, folks. Sunday nights, 11 o'clock after American Idol. We do a radio show, too, for that, as some of you know.
We even make the boring audition shows halfway fun.
We try.
Although I did have one friend who listened to it, and she said, yeah, you're right, it's boring. And I said, thanks. She goes, well, you guys were okay, though. Thank you.
Well, you know. We do this for us.
Right. We do that for them. I mean, half of the Philippines listens to our friggin' Idol radio show.
There's a lot of listeners from over there, yeah.
I know. They're big fans. But that's okay.
Well, part of it is because they can't see the clips. So they get to hear they can't hear it or see it because it's not on. So they listen to us. So they can listen.
I gotcha.
At least that's the way it used to be when I used to talk to a bunch of them. But now with YouTube and stuff, Idol puts that shit up pretty quick.
All right. Well, speaking of Idol Radio Show, hi, Queen Angie.
Oh, is she listening tonight?
She said she's listening tonight.
The Queen is listening. The Queen.
Yes.
The
Queen of all things Idol.
Yeah, she was my go-to person for results night on American Idol back when I ran the huge American Idol blog back in the day. Yeah, not anymore. Now we just do the radio show. No blog, just the radio show. But Queen Angie, she was awesome. She said she'd
be happy to join us.
Well, she's welcome. I didn't reach out. I know Zip reached out. So, Queen, if you're listening, you're in. If whenever you want to do Idol with us, please, you know, send me a message and say, you know, I'm down, and we'll get you.
Yeah, I know. She said Sunday's like her hot date night, man. I'm like, you know, come on. What the hell? Sunday?
Hot date night
supposed to be Friday or Saturday.
Listen. Hot date night, it's COVID. Screw it. Just spend Sundays with us for the next 2 months. And then maybe COVID will be over. No, but maybe. And then you can go to have hot date night.
Well, we're going to talk about that.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Welcome to Off the Hook Radio for February 16th.
2021.
God.
Sorry.
She's got a frog in her throat. Something. That's all.
COVID. She's got COVID.
Barbara Walters says COVID. Well, speaking of COVID, China's still screwing the world. And since they now own our government, it's not going to stop. But... Can you go out and get the damn vax for the vid? I'm trying. I mean, yesterday, well, we did the Idol radio show, ended at midnight, and then we did our after show stuff we got to do and everything. And I got my shower and everything. And I go to bed and I read for a few minutes and like 1:15 or something, I shut my eyes and I'm up at 6:30, made my decaffeinated kicking horse coffee. And I'm sitting in front of my computer at 10 minutes till 7.
Oh, please don't die on the radio show and leave me stranded. That would just be awful. But yeah,
I got the vid. Oh, no, vid.
Please don't have the vid. I'm sorry.
No, 10 minutes to 7. I'm sitting in my computer. I'm on the Publix website. Publix is a grocery store chain in the South. and Publix. Yeah, it's Publix, but yeah, I call Publix sometimes. But I go there a lot. I like them. It's a decent store, and the owner got in trouble for supporting the former president. So I said I wasn't going to say his name tonight. So, but that was close that I'm going to get. So I'm on the website, I'm on the Florida page, and I'm waiting to sign up for Pasco County where I live.
You just not saying his name alone should get you a shot. So you need to clip this radio show.
At 7 a.m. 7 a.m., Slim, after four hours of sleep, 7 a.m., my page jumps. I'm going, yeah, here comes the thing. I'm ready to click the button. And I'm on this page. I'm on the page for South Carolina.
Welcome to technology.
It jumped me up from Florida to South Carolina. I'm like, I can't. I'm not driving to South Carolina. I'll go up and see my son, but you know, I'm not going up there to get a vid shot. No. And it took me 5 minutes to get back to the Florida page. And by then I was too far down in the queue. And I sat there for 30 minutes watching Pasco County go from 100% available to 0% available.
And you didn't get your shot.
Well, I didn't get signed up for a shot. Now, I can try again tomorrow morning, they said. So tomorrow morning at 10 to 7, I'll be sitting here going, please stay in Florida. Please stay in Florida. Stay in Florida.
I have some great news for you.
What's that?
For the last, I don't know, how many days has this been? Did you stop counting?
For what?
That we've been, you've been in lockdown. At one point, you were telling us every day.
March 7th was the last time I played poker.
Listen, you are officially playing poker every day. Getting a shot.
Once I get a shot, I'll go play, yes.
Well, no, but I'm just saying right now, you're playing poker every morning.
Oh, okay. I'm gambling, is what you're saying.
Yeah, there you go.
But technically, poker isn't gambling. I know, because I know the IRS rules for it. When I get the 1099 forms for my winnings and I have to pay taxes, I can write off everything against it. So,
you know,
because
the shot,
it's considered a skill.
The shot thing is rather interesting. I don't qualify for it, so I haven't even attempted, nor do I really have any interest in getting it, so I'm not pursuing any of the avenues. My wife, she's a medical worker, so she's already been vaccinated. My kids, obviously, they're not going to get vaccinated anytime soon, so I haven't been paying much attention to it. But I can tell you this. They were at my wife's medical building. They were walking around trying to get rid of doses, trying to get people to take them, and people wouldn't take them. So... And that's what I don't understand is if there's all these people that don't want to take it, where are all these extra shots? They should be going into your guys' chain.
I saw a video from Florida yesterday morning or this morning. 4,000 cars.
I saw that. I saw that. That's freaking amazing.
Down in Tampa.
Yep.
And like a third of them were supposed to be there for their second shot that day. And all these other people showed up without appointments. And it was just a total clusterfuck.
But you know what? I have to say there's no reason that there shouldn't have been 4,000 doses available. And
we're in Florida, and I got a feeling that Freudenstein's holding them up. But we'll find out about that.
It just blows my mind.
COVID is still affecting everything. I mean, today Liverpool, my soccer team. That's for those of you in Rio Lindo who don't understand that. They were playing at Leipzig in the Champions League, and Leipzig is the home team, and Leipzig's from Germany. They play in the Bundesliga, and the game was played in Budapest, Hungary. Why was it played in Hungary instead of Germany? Because the vid mutation has showed up in England, and the Liverpool players, who are tested daily, weren't even allowed into Germany at all. That's how freaked out governments are about all this stuff.
Well, I read a thing tonight, and again, this is, everything changes every day, but this new UK variant, supposedly the vaccines are ineffective against this new UK variant that they've now.
That's what they're saying.
I know. All this information changes moment to moment. Tomorrow, they're going to tell us something completely different, but.
If I get the shots and I go out in the real world and. You know, I'm still going to have to wear a mask and stuff. You know, that's just the way it's going to be till this crap's over. And that's another reason I'm not sure I'm going to play poker. I'll go try it. But, you know, playing poker with a mask on is kind of like takes away my one advantage. My one advantage is I'm real good at reading people. I'm not the world's greatest poker player, but I can read people pretty darn well.
All right.
And with a mask on, it kind of takes away my advantage. So we'll see. If I go out and lose a couple thousand bucks the first session or two, you know, I'm probably going to just back off and wait. But anyway, it affects us here too, in the United States, not just in Europe. Our brother from another mother, international film and television star Nick Searcy, who does our intro for this show, is staying one step ahead of the California Democratic centipede by traveling to undisclosed locations because, you know, he was doing that non-essential walk in L.A. thing.
Without a mask on. So is that what I was a little confused by that. Now, is that what he did? He's not in L.A. right now. He's going to other because I heard him say he's in an undisclosed location.
Yeah, he's from North Carolina and he did a bunch of them, like four or five of them from North Carolina. But I know where he was today because I know what hotel he stayed at because I've stayed there before. It's a real nice hotel right across the Ohio River from Cincinnati Reds Stadium and where the Bengals play. And he was walking there, but he was saying it was an undisclosed location.
Well, but he gave many a hints in his clip.
Yes, he did. And believe me, I stayed at the hotel and it is an awesome hotel. But we're going to let international film and television star Nick Searcy talk to you about the problems that those of us who've been locked in our homes for a year aren't even aware of. Nick's going to explain. Here we go.
Hello again, non-essential walk in Los Angeles fans. This is day 51. I'm still Nick Searcy, and I'm still not in Los Angeles, obviously, as you can see. I am out walking today in another undisclosed location, still on the run, still a fugitive, because I dared disagree with the Democrats. But I don't have to tell you where I am. Smart people out there will know. Just wanted to relate a little story. Stayed at a fabulous hotel last night here in my undisclosed location. Been there for three nights. Beautiful view overlooking the scenic Ohio River. But you, I just gave a clue. I just dropped a little clue there. But you know, the thing about our fabulous hotel was that they couldn't offer room service unless we asked for it. And it just occurred to me, that who does that hurt? That hurts the people who depend on those jobs. So the big corporation that runs that hotel, they don't have to pay anyone to be on staff to clean the rooms every day because they can only offer it if you ask for it because it's not safe. We can't have people cleaning your room every day. Somebody might get sick. Somebody might get this virus that has totally replaced the flu. There are no flu deaths this year because they're all COVID. How can it be? Did COVID just strangle out the flu? COVID just told the flu, hey, this is my territory now. You got that? Get out of here. So now everybody just dies from COVID. Nobody can clean your room, even if it's a really nice hotel, because somebody might get sick. Wake up, people. It's a winter wonderland out there. Enjoy your life. It's 10 degrees here in my undisclosed location. Joe Biden said it was going to be a bleak, dark winter. He wasn't kidding.
If I'm right about what hotel Nick is staying at, that's the place where I discovered pepper bacon. Oh,
I would assume you're probably correct. Where is that?
Oh, but pepper bacon. Oh my God.
I had a thought during this whole.
I did too. I just was thinking about pepper bacon, but go ahead.
Do you, if you request the room service, does it cost extra?
Well, because, room service always costs extra, but.
Well, but they're not just talking. He's not just talking food. My understanding is he's talking about even having your linens taken, your beds turned.
You have to ask for it. It's weird.
But is that cost extra? Because now they have to bring somebody in because those people obviously aren't on staff. So if Nick walks up to the front desk and says, I request, you know, to have my room cleaned every day and this and that and everything else, are they going to charge him an extra fee?
Well, Nick's a lot wealthier than you and I are, so I don't think he's going to worry about it.
No, he's not. But I'm just saying for the
but I'll bet they do.
You, for the average American, is that extra?
Probably.
Ask, Come on, Nick, let us know from your undisclosed location.
Yeah, my mom called me. He goes, when are you coming up? I said, as soon as I get my vid shot. Why you got to wait for that? I said, because you're old and you're sick. And I'm not going to walk in there and get vid or give you vid or anything else. Well, you got to come see me soon. I said, Mom, I'll be up soon as I get my shot. I'm trying to get my shot. Just relax. I got a surgery on my leg coming up at the end of the month too. So that I didn't bring that up, but she's got enough stuff to worry about. She got a bad heart. So anyway, so schools are still screwed up too, because of the vid and Slim, you have a situation that's kind of a little bit weird, but it's not as bad as some places.
It's not, it's not. I mean, our schools are broken up into three different, age brackets. We got K through 5, 6, 7, and 8, and then 9 through 12 in another building.
Right.
And right now, it's been you had the choice of full remote, or you could do hybrid, which was everybody went, you went 2 days a week, and then you homeschooled 2 days a week. They're now starting to allow our elementary, which is the K through 5, is going, they started today, actually. They're allowed to go back 4 days a week. The rest of the kids.
So Ken is in school 4 days a week.
Yes. My youngest is now officially, I have retired as a fourth grade teacher as of this morning. I never did get a paycheck. I never did get reimbursed for my supplies, nor did I get any money taken off my tax bill. But I did retire today as a fourth grade teacher. I am
happy retirement.
Thank you. Thank you. My sixth grade teacher actually commented on my post on Facebook and, you know, asked how I did as a fourth grade teacher, because I was a wonderful sixth grade student. Now I'm still a sixth grade teacher.
Gracie's in sixth.
She's in sixth. So she's still doing 2 days in, 2 days at home. And, you know, hopefully in a couple of weeks they'll send them back. But, you know, we don't have a big outcry here on not sending our kids back. I mean,
yeah, but you said teachers, it's because you don't have teachers unions.
We don't have a teachers union. Our teachers want, you know, these kids to come back. And I mean, they're not, you have to understand, I mean, this isn't a public school like in New York City where there's 8,000, I don't want to say 8,000, but you know, there's those schools have 2,000 and 3,000 students. I mean, these schools have, my daughter's elementary school has probably 220 kids.
Okay.
I mean, there's no way that, you know, they can't not keep them safe. I mean, it's possible, it can be done. It needs to be done. These kids need to be back in school, but I wanted to. One of the things that I thought should have been more important was the K through 5 needed to go back. They need the one-on-one learning. They need that. This is the vital years. The middle school kids, not so much. They've already picked up their core skills. You know, I'm watching my oldest daughter. She's on the honor roll. She had like a 93 average for this quarter. She's doing good. My concern is the seniors.
Gymnast in New York for her age group, and she's smart.
And she's smart. But I think these schools need to be focusing on the seniors. I think they need to, you know, if they're going to bring anybody back 4 days a week or 5 days a week.
Yeah, it's the kids trying to get into college.
Exactly. These kids need to have their prom. These kids need to have their one-on-one with their counselors, picking, you know, doing the right thing. They need the best education they can possibly get going into these four-year schools. Because once you leave high school and go to college, all you are is a Social Security number. They don't hunt you down. They don't care if you do your work. And these kids right now, because that's true. You're not a name.
They'll kick you out.
You're a Social Security number. And the teacher doesn't come down to the football field and say, hey, little Johnny, you know, you didn't turn in your social studies assignment. It doesn't work that way. You just get a zero. The teacher doesn't give two flying fucks.
These
kids are just learned. They're just missing their most vital transition year into the next step. And I think it's going to hurt. And like I said, we don't have unions here, so our teachers are all for getting these kids back.
Well, I think I mentioned it last week, but I'll mention it again. I think teachers' unions, who obviously don't care about children that aren't going back to work. But President Freudenstein's afraid to push back on him. He's obviously cares more about union donations than the kids himself. But even Cameltoe or Kamala or whatever.
I like Cameltoe. That's just
you like
perfect.
That one?
She said, she is a camel toe.
Well, the CDC director came out and said there was absolutely no reason kids can't be in class based on the COVID.
There's absolutely no reason.
Vice president.
Listen. Let me real quick. If they don't think that it's necessary to vaccinate these kids yet, there's no reason they can't be in class.
Right. So the vice president, Madam Vice President, said that the CDC director saying that the kids, there's no reason the kids can't be back in class, was, quote, she was, quote, speaking for herself. You know, that stuff is actually her job. She is the director of the Center for Disease Control. So they, even when she came out and said that, they were like, you can't say that. You're dissing our union teachers who are holding up school districts all over the country for more money. And then they send that money to us.
Let me ask this question. Where did she say this, though? Did she say this?
She said it to the news media.
Okay, that was going to be my question. Was this something that she said in an interview with the news media, or was it something she posted on her personal?
No, the CDC director said it to the media live, and then within an hour, Kamala was out dissing her.
If she said it to the media live and not on some like personal social media, then to me, it's coming from the CDC.
Yes,
that would be a CDC.
She was speaking officially.
There you go.
And that's my point. The CDC report on going back to school was supposed to be out 2 weeks ago, and it's being mysteriously held up. So that tells you all you need to know about who's in charge now. But anyway, we do have Trader Joe's take on schools for you, so we're going to play that.
All right, here you go.
And now, President Biden on reopening schools.
That's right. Here's my schedule. Monday, go into school. Tuesday to Friday, you stay home, Zumba classes. These kids love Zumba. That ought to save some money right there, $600 or $700 at least. Save your money for shoes, all kinds of shoes. Cashews, Elizabeth shoes. That's right. If the shoe fits, fairy godmother says you can go to the ball. Walk a mile in a man's shoes. I'll make you a judge.
Walk a mile in a man's shoes will make you a judge. Yeah, I like that Elizabeth Shue, the actress. Those of you under 40 have no idea who she is, but that's okay. Elizabeth Shue's an actor. Anyway, that was Tom Shalhoub from the Gutfeld show. He was impersonating the president in chief or whatever the hell his title is. You know, the guy with the hearts all over his lawn. That guy.
The only thing I'd like to just kind of wrap up the whole school thing with is I just wish that we need to come up with a unified decision based on everybody in general. This, you know, one school district doing this, one school doing that. I mean, I know for a fact, I talked to a mother this weekend who's a teacher at a private school, and they've been going to school 5 days a week.
Now, Catholic schools too.
They have no problems. They have, you know, they have no issues. They have no cases. They're doing the social distancing like they're supposed to. They're following all the procedures, and they have no problems. So I mean, it's just a matter of actually implementing what needs to be done. Keep the kids safe, but they can go to school. Send the kids to school, or in 10 years, you think? Wait a minute. You think we got a fucked up government right now? Give it about 10 or 15 years when all of these kids, and I'm not being mean, but when all these kids are running for government and they have no education.
Well, it's already happening. I mean,
we've got the squad. Well, right. And the education is so screwed up as it is. And now that they're getting only a small portion of this education, we're doomed. We're doomed. We're doomed. We're doomed.
Well, we've got an interesting article to wrap up the COVID story. It came out, I believe, yesterday. About do lockdowns really make a difference? This is the Daily Mail. So if you want to find out what's really happening in America, you have to go to foreign newspapers anymore because our media is so corrupt.
And we've said that for years.
Yes. But it's even truer now. Do lockdowns really make a difference? How two U.S. states with totally opposite COVID strategies both ended up with the same result. Well, it's not quite the same result, but it's close. Now, I'll just give you the highlights. they're comparing California to Florida. Okay. California Governor Newsom took a very strict approach during the coronavirus pandemic, closed bars, indoor dining, had mask mandates, limited gatherings, that kind of thing. By comparison, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has issued very few closures and said he's trusted Floridians to use common sense and control the spread of the virus. Historically, when adjusting for population, Florida has had 8,300 cases and 117 deaths per 100,000 residents. California, with all its lockdowns, has had 8,500 cases per 100,000 residents and 130 deaths per 100,000. So a little bit higher. Now, I can guarantee you, if it was the numbers were the other way around and Florida was a little bit higher, they'd be going, look at the great job Gavin Newsom's doing. He's doing so much better than that right-wing radical Ron DeSantis. But no, the Daily Mail's right. I mean, they're close, okay? So currently, each state is recording between 20 and 40 cases, or 200 and 400 cases per million people, and between 10 and 20 deaths per million, showing a very similar curve over the last 2 months.
With two totally different strategies.
Hospitalization rates are very similar, with California reporting 24 per 100,000, Florida 22 per 100,000. You also have to understand the average age of the population in Florida is considerably higher.
It is, too, actually. You're right. You're absolutely correct there, because, I mean, California, it's all young. I mean, not all.
So I think
young,
that means Florida's numbers are even that much better.
Absolutely.
So this lockdown thing is just keeping people inside, which is why Nick Searcy's walks in L.A. without his mask, he's making a brilliant point. He's saying, you know, they're keeping people cooped up inside. That's where the air doesn't circulate. That's where the danger is the most. Get the hell outside. In California, you're supposed to wear masks when you walk on the sidewalk.
Oh, that's just,
you know, that's which is why Nick makes fun of him.
That's what's just taking it too far. This to me just proves that a lockdown really doesn't make a difference. It's just every state people are using social distancing techniques. They're using the masks. They're washing their hands. You know, they're social distancing. And it's working. The lockdowns, I don't think, are working, because if you were to lift the lockdowns and let these businesses that are closed open, you would see that the customers are still going to use the same social distancing practices in those businesses that they've been using for the last 9 months. So you're not going to see a big increase in cases by lifting lockdowns, because we're all still out public. We're all still out doing things. We just still need to wear the mask. We still need to wash our hands. We still need to sanitize. We still need to, you know, we need to do that. But there's the lockdowns. They're
and
ridiculous.
Take vitamin D. I've got a lot of nurse friends on Facebook.
Vitamin D.
And they all, vitamin
yep.
D.
Yep, vitamin
okay.
D.
I've been taking vitamin D for a little over a year. And I take a 50,000 unit job on one day a week, and I take 2,000 units the rest of the time. And my doctor said that protects me as well as a mask or anything else.
My buddy.
Plus, it makes my skin lovely.
One of my good friends who may be listening to the show tonight may not be listening to the show. He was in the military. He served on submarines for years, and he believes in he doesn't do medicine at all. He takes no medicine.
Okay.
And he has not had a cold in probably 35 or 40 years. He doesn't get sick, and all he does is he puts, what is the stuff that fizzes when you put it on like a cut to clean it out for the infection?
Hydrogen peroxide. Yeah.
He puts, I don't know if he does it in the morning or at night, but he puts a drop of hydrogen peroxide in each ear, and he takes vitamin D and vitamin E, and he takes a vitamin. He swears by the peroxide in the ear. I'm not giving you guys medical advice.
Well, you do pee out most of your vitamins, but still, it can't help you. My summary on COVID is basically the Lisa story. Is you've got a Republican that's got some balls in charge of your state, you can make money and you can save your businesses. You know, there's not near as many businesses collapse in Florida. No. If you have a Democrat without balls in charge, you basically wreck your state and make your residents move to Florida. That's the difference between California and Florida.
Well, I will give one other thing with the whole businesses failing, regardless of, you know, whether it's in a Democrat or Republican state. Businesses needed to learn to adapt in this situation, and a lot of businesses chose not to try to adapt. And the businesses that adapted and figured out a route to go, they survived or are surviving enough to hopefully get through to where they can go.
Unless they're in one of those hardcore states where they're just not allowed. I mean, there are businesses who tried, who got the PPP money and everything else.
Correct.
They're still dead.
There's been, yes, that is true.
And I complain enough. There aren't enough good restaurants to go to. You know, oh, and there's going to be way less of them now. So.
Oh yeah. You're going to see a lot of those franchised box restaurants or history, your Applebee's, your Ponderosa's, your Pizza Hut's. I mean, all that shit's going to be gone. And with that gone, what do you have left? You have the mom and pop restaurants that unfortunately aren't going to make it through either. And if those mom and pop restaurants do make it through in states like in New York, with the way our minimum wage works, within the next 2 or 3 years, they're not going to be able to be in business because we can't afford the minimum wage. So everything's going
to
go out of business.
Oh yeah, 15. Yeah, this is a great time to increase it to 15.
And I'm not talking about Biden's federal $15 because that's just federal employees. It has nothing to do. And this is
no. If he makes the federal minimum wage $15, it's the wage across the country.
Oh, it is. And, see, yes, I thought that was just for federal employees. Okay.
He can make it mandatory for federal employees now, but he wants a bill to pass.
Okay. I didn't. So
and
this is okay.
Thanks to that idiot Mitch McConnell, he's now got enough votes that he can pass it if he wants to.
And because right now New York State is in one of these programs where we have been progressively increasing the minimum wage between 50 and 80 cents every year for the last 4 years until we get to $15. I can tell you right now firsthand, and all of you that are listening, how this is affecting the business that I run for my big boy job.
How many people you cut?
It's not that I've had to cut people. It's that I've had to cut hours. And it's what happens when you cut? I still kept the same amount of people. They just didn't get the hours, and I didn't have the coverage. And what happens when you cut coverage or you cut people? You cut quality. You cut service. People stop coming to your establishment. And in order to pay these minimum wages, you have to increase the price of your product. Well, now if you've cut customer service and your customer service sucks or they have to wait longer and you've raised the price of the product, guess what? They're not going to shop there anymore.
Well, you got inflation.
Guess what? You go out of business.
Well, or you just have inflation because everybody has to do it. That's the other thing. They don't care. You know, you make $15 an hour, but if you're going to let all these immigrants in, they're going to depress wages anyway. And, you know, it's going to be terrible. It's what Obamacare did. What happened when Obamacare came out? If you had more than 50 employees and they worked more than 30 hours a week, you had to put them on a healthcare plan and you had no choice. Didn't matter if you were a struggling new business, just getting going or whatever, you had no choice. Now, the point that they were trying to make is a valid point. Okay. They wanted employers to cover their employees. I got no problem with that. That's okay. That part of it, fine. Good intentions. But good intentions also have consequences. And the consequences were, the rules were, if they work over 30 hours. So what happens? Everybody got their hours cut to 29 hours a week.
So that they didn't get
and they it. Had to work two jobs. So then you go from working 40 hours a week or 44 hours a week to working 58 hours a week. And you still didn't have health care. So, you know,
they just don't think these
things through because it's the feel-good party. Yep. We're better people than you.
Well, but listen. I want.
Of course, Republicans are the dumbass party. But
Do I not want everybody to make $15 an hour? Absolutely. I would love.
Hey, why not 30?
Right. I would love nothing more than to tell every one of my employees that walks through the door, you know, on August 1st when we open again, you know, you're all making $15 an hour. The problem is in the business model, in 99% of your businesses, it doesn't work. It doesn't.
That's what you can always do. If you get somebody who's arguing that $15 an hour is a living wage and you have to pay it, and you say, well, why not 20? And they'll go, yeah, 20. Well, yeah, why not 25? Yeah, 25. Why not 40? And then they stop and think. They go, well, that's more than I make. You know? And then it starts to dawn on them. But anyway. Hey, let's go on to something else.
Yeah, go ahead.
I did mention my response about that Super Bowl Jeep ad with the rugged cowboy Bruce Springsteen starring.
Yeah.
It was a left-wing Jersey guy with earrings and a cowboy hat. It didn't make me want to go off-roading. But it gets worse. 2 days after the Super Bowl, Brucey, the communist cowboy, who unlike some famous American politicians, was actually born in the USA, was busted. Bruce Springsteen was arrested for DWI in Jersey. He was and reckless driving. It was days after the Super Bowl ad ran. He was 71. He was busted back in November 14th, but didn't come out. He was a Gateway National Recreation Area in Sandy Hook, New Jersey. He was charged with DWI, reckless driving, consuming alcohol in a closed area. He was cooperative throughout the process. And according to TMZ, which first reported the arrest, the alleged Juiced Bruce had a court date in the coming weeks and has no known prior busts for DWI. His blood alcohol content was 0.2 below the 0.8 that they're allowed. But because the offense occurred on federal land, he will face federal enclave court judge in Newark via video conference later this month. I think they meant he was 0.02 over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has to be what they meant. It's a poorly written article. And it's from the New York Post, too, and I like the New York Post.
They've had a lot of poorly
written. He was raised by an alcoholic father, and he's not even known as a heavy drinker. Apparently he had a problem. So I'm sorry, but you know, that commercial just killed me. You know, that coming together thing from a obviously left wing dude. So I summed it up with a picture of the thing. The end of the Jeep ad had America on it with some blue lines coming from both sides and a red star in the middle. There's no red stars in America, dude.
No.
Okay. The stars on the flag are white on blue. No, this was a red star in the middle. Not a good look there, Jeep, but who just opened a giant plant in China, which was what the red star made everybody think of. But I think Bruce must have been drunk on the edge of town, probably in a Jeep without a roof, in the cold, reuniting Trump derangement syndrome victims. Oh, I said it.
Oh,
we could have said TDS. I could have said, I was trying to go the whole show without saying his name.
Man,
with a Chinese star while getting Botox, because we all know Bruce has had a lot of work done. So anyway, so I decided to throw that in there because I haven't liked him for 30 years and I still don't. It seems your Bitcoin enthusiasm was taken up by a fellow influential Republican. Slim is a Republican. I'm not, but he is. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, one of two Republican mayors of large cities in the United States, San Diego being the other. He wants to be like you, Slim.
Really?
He does.
He's got more money to put into it than I do. I got a whole measly $157.
He's a mayor of Miami. He don't make that much, but that's okay. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez is proposing paying municipal workers and collecting taxes in Bitcoin.
This is great.
Expanding a campaign to promote cryptocurrencies. He wants to allow the workers to choose to receive all or portion of their pay in Bitcoin, according to a resolution passed by the city's governing commission. In addition, the mayor proposed allowing people to pay all or part of their property taxes or fees to in crypto as well. And it passed 4-1. Now, they did dial back some of the original wording, and they're agreeing to studying the practicality of such steps rather than taking immediate action. But they're headed in the right direction. What do you think?
Well, this is going to be once one big Fortune 500 company, and they're even higher than that. They're in the top what is Tesla? They're probably a top 10 company.
It's a top 5 company. It was okay. The largest company for a while when their stock price was.
So once a company like this, you know, put $1.5 billion of their assets into this, it really gave it some credibility. I mean, Bitcoin has been, you know, it's been used for drug deals, and it's always had a bad name. But once Elon Musk said we're gonna use Bitcoin, we're gonna allow you to buy your Tesla with Bitcoin, it drove up interest. Last week I said it wouldn't drop below 40,000. It hasn't yet. Bitcoin is now went over 50,000 today. It's been up over 50,000 multiple times today. It has not dropped below 40,000 since Tesla invested $1.5 billion. If Ford is now looking into this, there's other companies looking into this. You know, here's the thing. You get, you know, 10 or 15 big Fortune 500 or top 100 companies to, you know, start accepting Bitcoin. You're going to see this it's going to skyrocket, because as they're putting money in, the price of the coin is going to go up. And well, I'm telling you, there is a
problem in Florida, where Miami is, obviously, in that Florida does have statutes with strict limitations on how local governments can invest surplus funds, and they're generally restricted to low volatility instruments.
And this is a problem.
And Bitcoin can show it can double in price or lose half its value in a month.
Well, so, and not only
so they are going to study it, but at least they're listening to our show.
They are.
And but he agrees with you.
But I even showed you, we were on pre-show, and I mean, you know, there was a $400 or a $500 drop in a matter of, you know, 30 seconds multiple times. And it's a very volatile, you know, crypto, you know, is Tesla, is Elon, you know, you send in you buy your Tesla for, you know, $65,000. You send over $65,000 in Bitcoin at that moment. And as soon as it hits Elon Musk's wallet, it's now worth $58,000. So,
or 70.
So now, you know, who gets the better end of the deal? Now, are you going to be responsible for coming up with the extra?
I just
Bitcoin,
like that they're trying new things.
I do.
At new ways of doing things. I don't know if it's going to work yet.
You have to be able to stabilize the
fact that it was at $10,000 when you and I were talking about it a couple of years ago, and now it's at $50,000.
50K, 50K,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
This per, is
per,
the moon.
Per Bitcoin. So anyway.
I have every spare computer in my house at this current moment mining Bitcoin. So
while the mayor of Miami is obviously enthralled with your ideas on the show, Slim, I apparently have my own fan.
Here we go. I'm going to just, you know.
I'm going to let it out there. Our frequent focus on aliens, which of course are my brethren, since you all know I possess alien god blood. And if you want to know what that is, I'm O negative. Look it up. Okay. I am an alien god. So there you go. A researcher named Anthony Bregaglia is obviously a listener on this, and my efforts are paying off, because Bregaglia wrote to the Defense Intelligence Agency and requested details of all UFO material which they hold and results of any tests that they've been carrying out on it. He said this could include any physical debris recovered by personnel of the Department of Defense as residue, flotsam, shot off material, or crash material from unidentified aerial phenomenon or unidentified flying objects. In the response shared with The Sun, another British paper where you got to go to get real news, the DIA released 154 pages of test results. They released 154 pages. Don't be telling me this is fake anymore, people. It includes reports on a mysterious memory metal called nitinol, which remembers its original shape when folded. You fold this metal up, it bounces back to whatever it was immediately, and it's a metal. We don't have anything in this world that can do that. He said it was a stunning admission from the U.S. government, and the documents reveal that some of the retrieved debris possesses extraordinary capabilities, including the potential to make things invisible or even slow down the speed of light. Now, there's how you travel in space. Okay, if you can manipulate the speed of light.
Oh, that's the
there
only
you go.
It's the only way to travel.
The Pentagon has admitted to holding and testing debris from UFOs. And there's this FOIA request. I'm looking at it right here on the page. There's a response signed by Stephen Tumsky, the Chief Records Management and Information Services for the Defense Intelligence Agency at the Pentagon. This is not a small thing.
Yeah, but you even said so yourself. I don't know if it was last week or a couple of weeks ago. He who will not be named, before he left office.
Yes, he should have released.
He should have released everything, and being that he didn't release everything, I almost wonder if there's just nothing. There's not what's there that we all.
I think he was just in a bad mood since
maybe
the November 4 a.m. bull crap.
Maybe, but I just think that there's not what everyone thinks is there. And even if he had released it, it would have been so highly redacted that you wouldn't have been able to have really gotten much substance out of it.
Now, you regular listeners know that we have a high standard for our stupid criminal of the week.
We sure do. They got to come from Florida at least 90% of the time. 90%
of the time. Or it's got to be damn funny.
Or come from Florida.
I couldn't find a suitable stupid criminal this week, but I did find a young hero from North Carolina.
Oh, you know, I promoted the show on our in-app notifications. Stupid criminals. God
damn
it. So I
mentioned it. Well, right. you can call the intruders in this story the stupid criminals then.
All right.
Okay. A 12-year-old boy fatally shot a man to protect his grandmother when two intruders broke into her North Carolina home. The incident occurred shortly before 12:30 a.m. Last Saturday when two masked men entered 73-year-old Linda Ellis's home in Goldsboro, North Carolina. The pair demanded money, and then they shot Ms. Ellis in the leg, prompting her 12-year-old grandson to open fire.
Good for him.
The intruder had just shot his grandma and probably would have shot him too, and he would have shot me too. He would have killed us all, said the boy's great uncle, Randolph Bunn. The gunfire caused the intruders to flee, but one suspect, his name is Khalil Herring, 19, was found at a nearby intersection suffering from a gunshot wound. He was brought to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. Meanwhile, Ms. Ellis was hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. I mean, poor woman, 73, she got shot in the leg. It's not going to kill her, but, you know.
Not only does this kid know how to shoot a gun, he knows how to go for a kill shot. Every 12-year-old should know how to defend themselves with a gun. I don't care if it's a girl, I don't care, or boy, or girl, or... What words am I supposed to use now?
Well, they didn't use the young man's name in the story, and probably because that young man that we did a story on a couple years ago, who shot and killed somebody in a very similar circumstance, got on the news. Everybody knew his name, and the poor kid got death threats from everybody. But now, I don't know if the death threats were because he was a white kid who killed a black intruder or not. Now, this was a black family attacked by black criminals. So I don't know if it would make any difference to the people out there that like to get mad about these kind of things. But, you know, look, he protected his mom, his grandmom. He protected his great uncle. He protected himself. Good on you, young man. You know, you're going to break into somebody's house and you got a gun and you fired a gun. You need to understand there's going to be consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we'll talk about guns next week because the Fraudenstein's working on my nerve on the Second Amendment, but I was wearing my Second Amendment hat today instead of my Tampa Bay Super Bowl champions hat. Although I did wear my Tampa Bay Buccaneers face mask when I entered establishments. Yeah, I got to represent, you know what
gotta,
I'm saying?
Gotta.
We are the champions, bitches. Just thought I'd throw that in. Now, speaking of sports, it seems my ancestral home people's hate Marxism, and they basically had enough of the Black Lives Matter bullshit. And now I am over 70% Irish, English, and Welsh. Probably mostly Irish according to my DNA test, but I have English and Welsh in there too. And the three I'm at up to about 70% of my DNA. So I believe, I believe if you're a racist, you're rare, but you deserve whatever you get. But to promote Marxism in professional sports, which wouldn't even exist if Marxists had their way, is just stupid. And these athletes finally agree. We've got, because I watch every soccer game I watch from Europe, and there is a lot more racism in Europe than there is in the United States. And these people that think the United States is racist, you know, you need to go to Italy for a week, okay? I mean, it's not even close. But the Six Nations is a tournament of... it's the biggest rugby tournament in the world, from my understanding. I've seen it a few times. And Ireland, England, and Wales are all in it because they have great rugby programs. And the entire Ireland rugby team decides not to take the knee before their Six Nations tie against Wales. Not one Ireland player decided to take the knee before the Sunday's match against Wales. And as both teams lined up, the obligatory anti-racism message came over the PA system. Every Irish player and every Welsh player, it was both teams. I don't know why they just give the Ireland the headline, but both teams remained standing during the announcement. Now, this came after scrutiny of England and Scotland, who had played day before. 14 of the 30 players who lined up for that clash refused to take the knee, so about half of them. The next game, nobody did. So ever since the Lives Matter movement erupted on the mainstream following the death of George Floyd, last May, sportsmen and women around the world have been taking the knee prior to kickoff to show support for the fight against racism. But I got no problem with the end racism patches they wear and being against racism. Everybody should be against racism. But kneeling to a Marxist organization like Black Lives Matter, they're a political group. I don't remember the statistics anymore. We did have it one time, but I think the number of white liberal college people that are in Black Lives Matter is a very high percentage. They don't have the values simply of anti-racism, and it's become divisive. England star Billy Vanopola refused to take the knee on Saturday, criticized him for burning churches and Bibles, and talked about all the violent riots in the United States last year. He says, what I saw in terms of that movement was not aligned with what I believe in. And his coach said he 100% backs his players, the Scotland coach did. And the rugby union is similarly back players' freedom whether or not to take the knee. So, you know, if the basketball players want to take the knee before their games, they have that right. This is America. But if you don't want to take the knee, you don't have to take the knee. You know, I really wish somebody other than Black Lives Matter represented this movement, because the movement has validity. There are reasons that things should be brought to air and discussed openly in a public setting.
And it is a very peaceful way to do it. So, and that's a positive thing. I mean,
but
we
when
see
they,
a lot
when
of...
you go to a soccer stadium in England and they have BLM banners covering up the seats where people used to sit. This is a big money sports industry. And Marxists don't believe in any of that stuff. First thing they want to get rid of is capitalism. Without capitalism, you don't have soccer players and rugby players and football players and baseball players and hockey players making millions and millions of dollars. You just don't. Sorry. You know, look at the great athletes in China and Russia. Are they filthy rich? Nope. Because where do they live? China and Russia. So there you go. So that's my 2 cents on that one. So good on them. I mean, you know, like I said, I've already said my point. You know, there's no room for racism, but there's also no room for Marxism. And I don't like Marxism as much as I don't like racism. So I'm okay with this. Yeah. And if you hate me because I'm okay with that, tough shit. Anyway,
hey, before you get to your last two stories, I just wanted to remind everybody that we now have our Parler platform is back online for anybody that was a Parler fan. And
And you found out who owns the servers now, right?
I do. Yeah, that matters to me. That did, and when I brought that up to you, you says, "Well, where are they being hosted?" And there was lots of talk, China and Russia and this and that and everything else. But Parler is being hosted in the United States. They're being hosted by a company called SkySilk. And they're based outside of Los Angeles. So Parler is back online. The site, it has its issues. You cannot.
But there's no app either.
There
is
no.
Explain how to do this now.
Yeah, there is no app. You can't go to the iOS store or the Play store and download it. Now with Google, I have no idea. With your Android tablet, you're going to have to figure this shit out on your own. But with iOS, it's real simple. Open Safari, go to parler.com, go down to your little share thing. Hit add to home screen, and it'll put Parler right on your home screen as a desktop, or as a home screen icon. When you want to look at Parler, you click on Parler, boom, you're on Parler's website. However, like I said, their site is they just started Tuesday. They're working on it. They're having some growing pains, some growing issues, but Parler is back. They are hosted in the United States. Well, whether they're going to censor content, I don't know. If they don't censor content, they will never have an app on the app or Google store. But
let them back on now anyway.
They could.
They accused them of being right wing homophobes and everything else. So
Parler is back. I am on Parler. And if you were an existing user, your account is still there. You do still have all of your followers.
But you just can't access it through the app.
You can't use the app, and the content is gone. New users can sign up next week. So if you weren't a user and want to, you got to wait till next week to sign up.
All right. Well, I'm in no rush. I didn't really like Parler anyway. But I do have an account there.
I do too.
Which would get me fired from What was that? A publishing company in New York. We did that story last week.
Yeah, lots of different places, I'm sure.
So one of my favorite T-shirts, and everybody's ever looked at my Zip Allen Facebook account, knows I have a lot of T-shirts with sayings on them. A lot of them are funny. So some of them are sports shirts. Some of them are my state of mind. One of my favorite T-shirts has Stalin on it. And I have to explain that as a constitutional conservative. Not a Republican, but a constitutional conservative. Dark humor. It says, dark humor is like food. Not everyone gets it. Well, that may be coming true again. And once again, fuck you, China. Everybody saw that story out today about Bill Gates saying, rich countries should eat fake meat. You know, I didn't want to do that story because everybody's seen that story. How about this one? The world will pay more for meat as food inflation deepens. There are signs that food inflation has gripped the world over the past year. Raising prices of everything from shredded cheese to peanut butter is about to get worse. The COVID-19 pandemic upended food supply chains, paralyzed shipping, sickened workers that kept the world fed, and ultimately raising consumer grocery costs around the globe in the last year. Now farmers, especially ones raising cattle, hogs, and poultry, are getting squeezed by the highest corn and soybean prices in 7 years. It's lifted the cost of feeding their herds by more than 30%. So to stay profitable, producers, including Tyson Foods, are increasing prices that will ripple through supply chains and show up in the coming months as higher price tags for beef, pork, and chicken all around the world. Thank you, China.
It's going to happen. This isn't going anywhere. The COVID's sticking around. The prices are going to go up. We're in for, like you said in our little clip today, when the dark winter is coming. I mean, it's coming.
Well, it looks like America's 1 year inflation expectations for 2021 rose to the highest in 8 years. So inflation's coming, and anybody, you know, when you first started shopping after the vid hit, I mean, I do all my shopping, and the grocery store prices were definitely up, especially on meat. And,
oh, they're up.
You know,
they're up.
Out of stocks were crazy all over the place and stuff. And you just kind of grinned and bared it. You know, you did the best you could. And if you had something on your list and they're just out of it, well, then you skipped it. You know, I didn't go out and make a lot of like meals like my Mongolian beef or something like that, because I couldn't get every ingredient that I needed for it all the time.
And that's, you know, that's what's going to happen. There. And that's what's going to continue to happen.
Well, now they're going to be there, but it's going to cost a lot.
Cost more. And I've noticed too, you know, my Walmart bill is $50 to $75 more, and we get the same stuff. My Aldi's bill is more. My, you know, and it's everything's gone up, and you can't find the product. The out of stocks, especially with like Walmart's brand, because it comes from where? China. That's the stuff you can't find. I mean, it's very, very hard. The Walmart stuff is out of stock.
They have Musselman's apple butter at Walmart. That's like the only reason I go. I run out of apple butter, I go to Walmart. Hey, now, when I go there, I will buy whatever I need at the time.
Oh, yeah. From Walmart. There, you might as well, you know, if you're there.
Yeah, I'm not going two places, but I go to Walmart about every 3-4 months.
I will say before we wrap up, well, I was at Walmart this weekend, and they have absolutely not one single box of ammunition for sale at all in Walmart, and they had 3 shotguns, and that was it.
Yeah, and the vice president wants to put a 50% tax on ammo.
Hey, we'll talk about that, though, next week. So listen, before
you
close,
keep pissing off America. Keep doing stuff like that.
Before you close the show, don't forget, you and I, we're here on Sunday nights, 11 o'clock. You can tune in, same place. You can tune in at idleradio.net, offtookradio.com, zoneoutradio.com, or, of course, you can download our app in the Apple Store or the Google Store, Zone Out Radio. It's got all of our links. It's got our social network, our video network. Sign up for accounts.
If you don't want to spend 2 hours watching Idol, just listen to us for an hour. Yeah. We'll give you all the good stuff.
And listen, here's the best thing about everything. Unlike all these other apps and websites that you guys use to listen to your stuff or access, I don't have any pop-ups. There's no ads. I don't care about that stuff for you guys. We want
Zone Out Radio.
You want the music. Download the app. Listen to us on Sundays if you like American Idol. Listen to us on Tuesdays.
And all our podcasts are there.
Every podcast is there. our
you, you didn't have to go to Spotify or
no, everything.
Which one kicked us off?
Spotify kicked us off.
Spotify kicked us off. Yeah, and Pandora we like.
We're everywhere else, but you can
we're on iTunes podcast. And Google Play and all that crap. All right, the biggies and all the littlies. So I want to dedicate our closing song to most of America. You know, most of America would be all those of you who have no sympathy that my overnight low tonight in Florida will drop out of the 60s.
I ain't going to say it.
You're not going to say it?
I'll be nice.
You're being nice? Okay.
Fuck you.
Okay, I thought I was going to get dissed big time there.
Fuck you.
But we're going to play a song that's appropriate for you. And I'm sorry, not sorry. Kind of like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Same time next week, same bat channel. Thanks for listening.
Good night, everyone.
Pelosi, eat me.
The erection.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.